Hello, everybody, again. Well, we've made it into our Motel 6.
We've gotten pretty well settled
in. It's a different experience, I have to say. I'm not really all that impressed with the Motel 6. The room is good. It's a big room. As far as the space, it's huge.
Can you guys hear? It's sort of echoey. It's really big. And it has hard floors. It looks like wood, but I don't think it's actually that wood. It's a really hard floor. But it's a pretty floor. It looks like, to me, the room's been updated recently because, I don't know, it just, the sink is newer and more modern, and the fixtures are more modern looking. And
it's a little dusty.
The floor looks newer. The floor looks really new. So... golly, yeah. Oh, and it has a big walk-in closet, which we don't need, but I think it's cool. It's a big walk-in closet with a light in it. And we have a table and chairs. We have a big, long desk with shelves and drawers and a chair. And the TV's on one end, but the other part is long enough that we can put both of our suitcases side by side with room to spare. We have two queen-size beds with a nightstand in the middle. Looks like we have an adjoining door that goes to the room next door, which we don't need. But, and then, of course, we have your typical stuff in the bathroom, toilet tub, and all that. One thing I noticed about the toilet, it doesn't have a lid. It's like you can't close the lid to the toilet seat. So we're going to have to be really careful, not to drop stuff in the toilet.
So that's, the room itself is okay. Our air conditioner is really noisy. We had to turn that thing off.
Oh, and we have a refrigerator and microwave, and... the refrigerator is not a teeny tiny refrigerator. It's pretty good size.
So, you can probably hear it running.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I was thinking it was going to be a smaller refrigerator, so that's good.
They gave us one towel.
So I had to go to the office and get more towels.
There's no ice machines except for in the office, which we find a little annoying.
One ice machine does not work. The other one barely works, but I was able to get ice. And we were told when we made the reservation that there were hair dryers in the rooms, but that must have changed because now you have to check the hair dryers out at the office.
Which isn't a horrible thing.
That's not terrible.
But I don't know. There was just, and the sink is really bad. Like it sprays everywhere instead of actually coming out.
The sink, you turn it down really low and it still sprays everywhere.
So there's a few little maintenance issues, but I mean nothing horrible, I guess, but... the air conditioner was the worst thing, I think. That thing is just, it sounds like, it's a good thing we're close to NASA and Kennedy and all that, because this thing sounds like a rocket taking off. So I'm like, we're going to have to get that fixed.
Well,
so I call them, about maintenance, and they're like, oh, our maintenance people will leave at 5.
We could move you to another room, but by then we had already settled in. So
I'm like, no, we're not going to do that. So hopefully it won't be a very... I don't think it's going to be a very hot night this time of year, so hopefully we'll be all right.
I don't think it's going to be hot, and during the day it's only supposed to be in the upper 70s, so it may not be too bad. And during the day tomorrow, while we're gone to Kennedy, we can turn it on, let it cool the room down really good, and then by the evening, whenever we get back, it should be okay.
But the flip side is we didn't pay as much for this room as we did as we could have other rooms. So, you kind of get what you pay for, and... they could dust it a little bit better, I think. It is a little...
yeah, it was really dusty.
Yeah, it looks like, if I had to guess, like somebody hadn't been in here in a while. But I don't think that's the case. So, it's livable, I suppose. But we got here kind of late because our shuttle, the time they picked us up, picked up a few other people, got us over here, dilly-dooed around a little bit. It was already getting close to evening time. And Angie don't do good after dark in her traveling abilities. So we figured we would just order us a pizza tonight. So we used the Papa John's app and got us some pizza.
But I made it all the way around from office. Got ice, got change, got towels and information by myself. Just me and my cane. And I don't think I did too bad for a blind lady after dark.
So I think tomorrow we're going to...
because we're pretty far away from the office.
just get up and maybe do, I don't know what we'll do for breakfast, but we'll figure something out and go over to Kennedy and do that tomorrow. So we're just going to chill out and relax tonight, I think is the plan. We're not doing much of anything at all, so it's done got dark and we don't feel like traveling and all that stuff. The pool closes at 8:30, so it's too cool to get in the pool right now anyway. So we're just going to chill for the rest of the night, I think. We will see you guys tomorrow, but just want to give you a quick review, at least an audio review, of the Motel 6. Talk to you guys tomorrow.